Rasmussen, Sister M., St. Helena, California, September 28, 1907. Mrs. M. Rasmussen, Bridgewater, South Dakota. Dear Sister, your letters have been received, but I have been very busy with many urgent testimonies to write. Now I will relate to you some of my own experiences when I have been in perplexity. At one time I was much troubled because of the debts that rested on our sanitariums and schools. We felt that we could not have matters continue as they were, and I prayed often to the Lord to give me counsel regarding the matter. A plan was revealed to me whereby the debts on these institutions could be lightened. I decided that I would publish the book, Christ's Object Lessons, and donate it to the lifting of our school debts. I myself would bear the cost of preparing the book for the press, and I would invite the publishing houses to donate their part of the work, furnishing the book at the cost of the material and charging nothing for their labor. This they did, and the book, besides relieving the school indebtedness, has brought help and blessing to many people. At least $200,000 have been brought in for the relief of the schools. I have never regretted the donation I made to this work. Later we published the book, Ministry of Healing, and with this I purposed in a similar way to help our sanitariums to lighten their debts. These two books have relieved the situation of many embarrassed sanitariums and schools, and they are still being sold for the benefit of the cause to which they were given. Personally, I carry a large debt, on which I pay interest. I have often wished that I could get out of this debt, but I have never had one temptation to appropriate the income from Christ's Object Lessons to clear my indebtedness. I covenanted with the Lord that I would give it to the cause, and I shall not take back what I have given. I might have said, when this plan of relief was suggested to me, I cannot make so large a donation. I am in debt. But I did not do this. I was shown that money must be raised to place educational work and our sanitarium work where it should be. The truth for this time was to go to all the world. The warning message must be carried to foreign fields. We must not hide our light under a bushel, but let it shine forth to all in the house. Those to whom the Lord has entrusted means can act a very important part in the upbuilding of the cause of present truth. We do not know what is before us in the future, but we know that the cause of God needs help at the present time. Means are needed to bring the truth for these times before the people in the cities. Calls come in from various places for help in different lines. There are humble houses of worship to be built, small schools and sanitariums to be established. Let us help where help is needed. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. The Son of God gave His precious life that He might bring salvation to perishing souls. Man could not satisfy the claims of justice. No human hand could apply the atoning blood and cleanse the heart from sin. Christ alone could do this work. He clothed His divinity with humanity, that humanity might touch humanity and bring it near to God. In the compassionate life of the Savior, we behold the character of the Father. He that hath seen me, Christ declared, hath seen the Father. John 14, verse 9. His life was spent in doing good, in ministering to the needs and sufferings of mankind. Those who accept Christ as their Savior today may trust in His mercy and call upon Him in their need. Today, as when He walked the earth, He is the Savior and Deliverer of men. And those who accept Him as their Savior accept also His commission to work His works. The assurance of His presence is given to every soul who labors for the upbuilding of His kingdom. The Spirit of God is everywhere knocking for admittance to the hearts of men. God is caring for His work in every place. His children are the special objects of His care. Shall we not cooperate with Him in the work of opening doors for the entrance of this last gospel message? Shall not those who have means act their part in giving the precious truth for this time? Now is our day of opportunity.